We are on Daf Yudalid Omed Aleph by the bottom Tosfos. Tono Rabbonon Ezehi Almonas Ise. Kol Shein Bo Leimishum Amzeres, Leimishum Mesines, Leimishum Avde Melochem. Koshel Rabbeinu Tam Al Girsas Hasforim. The Garsi Almonas Ise. Our Girsa is Bugeris Almonas Ise. And the Baraisa is saying Almonas Ise is Ein Bo Leimishum Amzeres, Leimishum Nesines. That means you have a Mamzer Shosik, a Nosen Shosik, then that doesn't fall into the gather of Almonas Ise. The Imke is Leila Rabbi Yosi Dalmonas Isa Ksheira, because if this is going an Almonas Isa, we're saying which cases fall into the category of Almonas Isa, and which cases do not fall into the category of Almonas Isa. So it comes out that Rabbi Yosi holds Almonas Isa Ksheira. The Marsha Lekamon Shosik Mamza. He's Marsha Shosik Mamza, that's the, he holds like a Shimon Nolozen Rameya, that Shosik Mamza is kosher. The Cholshkein, the Marsha Balmona Sise. So he's Icha Marsha Almona Sise. Kidemucha Chasugye. Because the Sugye is going that, the Tanakama holds that, Shosik Mamza is possible. Only Almonas Isa is kosher. And if he's Machshir, Afilu Shosik Mamza, he says because Makirim Yisol Mamzerim, Shebenem, so Shosik Mamza is also kosher. But Almonas Isa is Zichr kosher. So that's how it would come out. Beperik Asori Yuchsin Oma Behedye, the Rabbi Yosi Almonas Isa Psula. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi, Almonas Isa is possible. Lekach moichek Rabbeinu Tam Almonas, begoris eizehu Isa, uleinyen basktoni. And we're not speaking about Almona, we're speaking about the bas. Vekoi ahayde tone bishile idyes, her iso nemenes letayer uletame lerachek ulekarev leser ulahater. Vahochi pirushe will explain this so nemenes letayer laatzma letayer atzma bitzviche oy beshesike lemalke de islay or lemalke de islay. And now Tosfos will start explaining. The Mishnah says in Idyas that an Isa is Nemon Letayer Lekare Ulahater. Then Letame Lerachek Ulaser. So Tosfos says Letame Ulatayer Shachlinim Mamzeris Unesinis Kedisnan Mamzerim Unesinim Asidim Litoher. So it seems by mamzerim we use a loshen tahare, if they're not mamzerim. Lerachek o lekarev shayech achalolis. Kedisnan akehanim shaymim lochem lerachek v'loy lekarev. V'chein lekamon v'richakum b'nei mishpoche. V'leser lahater shayech avodim. Now, before we go further, I'd like to clarify what Tosfos is saying. Sam Sefer explains Tosfos, so we'll understand what Tosfos is saying. The Mishneh, Perek Ches, Mishneh Gimel de Idyas, says as follows. Heyid Rabbi Yeshua al Amones Isa Shehik Sheira. That's the beginning of the Mishneh. Then the Mishneh continues. Sheho iso ksheiro letamei o letayer lekarib o lerachek v'leser o lahater. That's the second half of the Mishnah. So Chassam Sefer explains that the Rabbeinu Tam understood Sheho Iso Ksheiro, the Shin is like a Vov. It's not an explanation of Almonas Ise, no, it's a new aloche. It says in the first Mishnah in Beye, She'efa Kira Muchanu. And there it does not mean, it's not explaining something, it's Ve'efa Kira Muchan. So here also, that would say, She'isa Ksheiro Ve'ho'isa Ksheiro Letame Uletaya. So now, the Mishnah is telling us two things. The Mishnah is telling us, Thesis had learned before that Almonas Ise is an Almone from a Mishpoche shenis'alvu boy sfeike chalolo. That means that in the Mishpoche they became this Arev sfeike chalolim. And each Almon is a Sufik. Did she marry a Sufik Cholol? Now, if she married a Sufik Cholol, is he a Cholol? That is the Taich Almonas Issa. So the Mishnah starts off by saying Almonas, that Almonas Issa is Heyed Rabbi Yeshua al Almonas Issa Sheik Sheira, and that the Gemara explained because Rabbi Yeshua holds that we're matter with a Sfek Sfeker. Fine, that's Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about a Mishpoche She'eino Shaloi Nivdiko. That means, we know in the Mishpoche there's Chilas, it's an Isa, Nis'arev Boi Sfekei Chalolim, I don't know what went away. So the Mishnah says Almonas Issa is Muteres. Now Rabbi Yossi says in Kedushin that Almonas Issa is Asura. That's the problem. That was Taisva's problem. So Taisva says this Beraisa is not going on the Reisha of the Mishnah. This is going on the Seif of the Mishnah. The Seif of the Mishnah tells us a new halacha that a Mishpoche, that's an Issa, a mishpoche that has sveikis can become kosher in toher through birurim of tzviche and shtike. Lamarke de islay or lamarke de islay. So memele, and that is the sefer of the Mishnah. The sefer of the Mishnah sheha isa ksheira letamei uletayer. That means that one could be mevarer the kashrus of the Issa with tzvicha or shtike. However, according to Lamarke de Isle, Lamarke de Isle. So this beraisa is not going on the reisha of Almonas Issa. This beraisa is going on the sefer. That's the antiskach. Moichik Rabbeinu Tam Almone, v'goras Eza Issa. Now, Leinyin Bas Ktoni, we're talking about the Bas of this Issa that can become Mutter if you were Mevarel, that it's Mutter. V'koi Ahai Detone B'shili Yidyese Issa Nemenes Letayr. That means you can't, there's ways how to be mevarer the tar of the Issa, the heter of the Issa, the kirov of the Issa, and each one is speaking about either Nosan or Mamza, or Cholol, or Eved. So memele, so Eze Issa, that you could be mevar kol she'ein bo loy mishum hamzeres, loy mishum esinis, loy mishum avdei melochim. That means, if there's no shosik mamzeres or shosik nesines, that means that one they called him a mamzer and he was tzavach. So that's nemon letayer. That's how you can be metayer. And another sefer kelt, a mamzer tzavach is tamei, a mamzer shosak is tamei. Or by a cholo shosak is a shail, is a cholo shosak tome yotor, nit cholo tzovach, or... So this is what the Mishnah is speaking about. And this, the Baraisa is speaking about the seif of that Mishnah. Period. So Taisva says, V'ha de porich beperik beis, t'meya u'toira salke daitoch. There the Gemara is also speaking about Yichus. The Gemara says, he say a lotion of Tomei and Toyer. So Taisva says, Hosam de Kayil kol psulei bechad lishna. There he's talking about all psulim, not only mamzerim and the sin. Havle lemisne bishpocha zu ksheira vizu psula, not t'meya v'toyer. Avala Mamzeris and the Sina Luchuda, but you're just speaking about the Psul of Mamzeris and the Sina, Shair Shapir Loshen Tume Vetare. Fine. Venemenis Nokat. Now that what it says, the Loshen of the Mishnah is, Ho Isa, that's the safe of the Mishnah, it's going on the safe. Ho iso nemenes l'tayr l'tamil l'rachik l'kayv l'esor l'hat. What is pshat nemenes? So nemenes nokat mishum l'tayr l'karei l'hatir. So that means there's oifin oifanim to be mevarer if it's toyer, mutter, and korev. That's the lashon nemenes. L'tayi l'kayi v'lahat. Av al gav de l'tami l'rachik v'leser b'tzvichoy b'shtika lo'y shayich nemonis. Abo nemonis is that if we tried, you called them a mamzer, and he was tzovach, so that's a biru that he's not a mamzer. V'alok toni b'brais d'hoche eize hi iso shenemenes b'tzviche oy b'shtike l'tayres abas. Whatever the birur is, and then that's a birur. Kol she'ein bo mamzer shosak and those was mamzer tzovach. Ochimash me betei sefta diktoni nemenes iso letam letayer or letamei lesser or lahater lerachek or lekarei. The Tesefta says. Nemenes isa, letayer letami lesser lada lachik lekarev. Uba amonis isa loinogu, it doesn't speak about amonis isa. Bahashta loikoshe de rabbi yoisi ad rabbi yoisi. Toho da arshe rabbi yoisi beshosik mamza. That what rabbi yoisi is marshel shosik mamza. He called someone a mamza and he was shosik. Aguf ha'isa koi lahakshir es habas. It's going on the isa that amonis isa means, the way the Chasam Sofer says, you will never mevarer the hechsher of the isa. So now you have amonis isa, the shayla, do you still on hazoki, you're semechan sveksek, you're not semechan sveksek. So that Rabbi Yossi personally holds that it doesn't help. But here we're talking about how you matar that's a misa. Aguf isa koi lahakshir sabas. Avobomokim shamaskir almonis isa. That means we do have an isa. We don't have any biruchim. There were no bedikas done. That means lahakshir dafka almonis. Veloi habas. To the muchach biktush. When we speak about almonis isa, we means we have an isa that no Birurim, no bedikas were done in the Etzem Isa. So the Etzem Isa, there's still Sufik Psulim there. So then, if we speak about Amonis Isa, means we're Marshad Amonis, we're not Marshad the Bas. The Amonis is a Chazoke, the Bas doesn't have a Chazoke. Bisham, in when we have an Isa, Vadei Paisel Rabbi Yosef, Philos Amonis, Kilmuchach Nami Begdushin. Chedibre ben etam mashma b'Yerushalmi diktoni eze ise kol shein bo leimamza b'leinosim labde melochim rameyre mekol shein bo echad mekol eilo bitok sheira. Eise, so we're talking about when is there an ise, when does there have a shein ise? Amud de bekashres de bas mayri, v'loi balmone. We're speaking about when we kasher ois the isha, so then the bas is also mutter. When we kasher the almone, then we're working with the hechsher, the chazoke of the almone. Umi yu kasher le rashbe. Kiven da hach bereise kaime lefushe ahi de soif idiyas. The bereise is being mefarish soif idiyas, im kain rameyer de soval. The cholo, bein sovach, bein shosa kosher. Rameya holds that a cholo, this is the Tanakam of Rameya, that holds that a cholo is always kosher. Bein sovach. So tsovach, bein shosak is also tleich beslay. Im kain, heichi meforish hodiktoni lerachek. So, it says nemenes lekarei v'lerachek. So nemenes means through one oifen we have a biru lekarei, and if not, it's lerachek. According to Rameya, whatever happens is lekarei. Vishosik is lekarei. His isovach is lekarei. So what's lerachek by cholo? Imari hoda machshe Rameya cholo shoisik hanemilik she'ache kein shoyelim imenu im hu cholo limla. He says that what Rameya was machshe a cholo shoisik means that when they insulted him, he kept quiet. But later they asked him, are you a cholo? The tzovach. So then he started screaming. He said, I'm zikha not a cholo. Avim loylam shoisik pshita the posel. Odiktoni de nemenes lerachik. When is it lerachik? Im lo oilam shaisik. If it's loilam shaisik, then it is lerachik. Loim ishum mamzeres. So the Tanakama said that if this shosak mamzer, or shosak nosan, or shosak ebed balochim, then it's not muta. Then balmone is not muta. Loi mishum amzeres. Hoda loi choshiv amoini umayovi. So lechera, there's other psulim which we can clara shaila. Amoini, mayovi. I mean, rechanois o psulei kol. Mishum de loi psike, deschorim asurim, unikavis mutores. So he didn't want to mention the Psamoini and Mayovi, even though we're speaking about the Birurim of the Isa over here. We're speaking about, according to Tosfos, we're not speaking about Almonas Isa. We're speaking about, how can we kasher ois the Isa? How can we kasher ois the Isa? So an Isa is a Mishpoche, that was Nis'arev boy Sofik Psulim. How can we kasher ois the Isa? It's Nemonim Lahatir. So with Shtike, with Tzvicha, whatever it is, that's how we kasher ois the Isa. So let's talk about other Psulei Kol, that we can also kasher ois. Hoda Leichoshev Amoinim Eovim, Mishim Leipsike, the Bechlal Tzamuchak, that the Psulei Kol, the Schorim Asurim, the Kevis Motoris, he's speaking about an Isa that has psulim, sai by schom, sai by nekevis, sai by more than shalosh doiras. That's why he doesn't mention these psulim. Abayin achanami, these psulim, you also have these same guidelines. If shosak is as a poisel, or shosak is, or tzvich is a machsha. Vesu, Rab Shimon ben Elozar Oimer, Eizehu Ise Kol Shenitma Bo Sofik Cholo, for Amret Reishe Cholo Kosher. Now, we had over here, the way Rashi says Pshat, just let's refresh our memories, the way Rashi says Pshat in the Gemara, the Kash is as follows. We had here a Baraisa, Eizehu almonas ise, that's Rashi, kol shenitma bo sofik cholo, So a suffix cholol is good. Then later the Gemara says, Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeneim, Be Makirim Chalolim Shebeneim. So Chayre, it means to say, so the Reisha seems to say that cholol shosak is good. The suffix cholol yeshlach lifsoil. That's the safer. Sofik cholo yeshla lipsa, kami poch amat reisha is a manas isa kosha nitba ba sofik cholo, alma sofik cholo kosha. Eistis, so the stire from the reisha to the safe is, or I feel we don't know about shosak now. So what's the stire? The reisha says, that a sofik cholo is mutter. And then right away, Rab Meir says, Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeneim. So is it, so Poshib Shat is without the Shosak, we don't know Yepshat. So if we don't know about him, he's not a Mamzer. But by Chalolim, Ve'ein Makirim Chalolim Shebeneim. So Memele, so he's possible. So that, the flow of the Gemara is, according to Rashi, we have a stira the Reish in the Sefer. The Reish says, Sofik Cholol is Kosher. And the Sefer seems to be saying only Sofik Mamzer is kosher, but Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeneim, but Sofik Cholol is possible. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. Now there is another girs in the Gemara, Vesu Rab Shimon ben Elozo Oimer Eizehu Ise, Kol Shenitma Bo Sofik Cholol, Bo Amrit Reishem, Cholol kosher. The Reisha says that a cholol kosher. Not the kasha is from the Ba'in Makirim Yisroel Chalolim Shebeneim, but the kasha is Va'amrit Reisha cholol kosher. Hochi Garsinim B'chol Asforim. A different girs in Gansen. The kasha is not from the Sefer, the kasha is from the Reisha. U'beperish Rabbeinu Chananu. U'meforish Kol shenitma bo sofik cholol, then it's kosher. Avade cholol posel. V'amrit reishe cholol kosher. V'hainu vade cholol. That's the machloikis, epis between, that's the first loshon, that's the Tanakhama de Rameya. Veinir de mai poch mit hane kame dun mit hane kame poligale per shakuntres ve girsosa ike. Mamzer tzovach ve cholo shoyseik ike binay. So the Gemara firzois that this three way machloikes, we have the Tane Kame and Rameya and then a machloikes in Rameya. So the mamzer tzovach ve cholo shoyseik ike binay. Tame the havelay lemeimer mamzer tzovach v'shoisik v'cholo shoisik ike binayu. That means Taisvis learned that there's a three-way machloikis. Mamzer tzovach. That means mamzer tzovach according to Rab Shimon ben Elozor is posel. V'shoisik mamzer shoisik. According to the Tanakhama, is possible. According to Shimon ben Elozor, is. So we have a machlokes by mamzer tzovach v'shoisek v'cholo shoisek v'cholo shoisek. According to the Tanakhama, is possible. According to Rameir, is muta. So the Gemara should have said mamzer tzovach v'shoisek v'cholo shoisek ikabenai. The mamzer shoisek nami pligi. The marshal leil Rab Shimon ben Elozor. Rab Shimon Elozor is machshir a mamzer shoysik, and the Tanakhama passes a mamzer shoysik. So the Gemara should have mentioned all three cases. Dachsa Medetesa Rosh says, according to Rashi, we said, speaking about the same person, mamzer tzovach v'cholo shoysik ikibenai, we're speaking about when they called him a mamzer, he was tzovach, and they called him a cholo, he was shoysik. So Mamela, so then it would be not shver tais viskashe. Chol, tzobach v'cholo shoyke speaking about the same person. Avol mamzer tzovach v'cholo shoysik posel. Now, Tosfos did not learn like Rashi. That's speaking about the same person. And the Gemara is saying, according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar, a mamzer, according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar, the Gemara said like this, a mamzer shosak is kosher, a cholo shosak is posel, and a mamzer tzovach is also posel. He says, the Gemara said, according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar, three halachas. Mamzer shosak is kosher. That's good. Why is a mamzer shosak kosher? Because makirim yisom mamzerim shebenem yikol me a mamzer. Listen, people would know about it. So, mamzer shosak is kosher. Cholo shosak is posel. I makirim yisol chalolim shebenem. Fine. So cholo shosak is posel. Now the Gemara says also mamzer tzovach is posel, which is a moira de kechidish. We have to say Pesachtik Torah that since Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebenayim, so why are you screaming? It's a raya that you have a guilt complex that's why you're tzovach. Okay, Faktoisves Vimtoima. How did the Gemara know this? Mamzer tzovach minolei the posel abshim minolos. Why do you have to say such a thing? That means we had Makirim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebenayim. That's a reason why Mamzer Shosak is kosher. Ain Makirim Yisrael Chalolim Shebenayim. That's a reason why Cholo Shosak is possible. Fine. But how did the Gemara jump to the conclusion that Mamzer Tzovach is possible? Like Rav Shimon was, where do you see this? That's the Yisrael's kash. Vim Toimer, Mamzer Tzovach Menolei the possible Rav Shimon Ben Elozar. Now, there's a reisha in the sefer of Rameya. Eizehu Isa kol shenitma bo sofek cholo. And it says, makirim yisdol mamzerim shebeneim, v'mikirim chalolim shebeneim. Now, what is kol shenitma bo sofek cholo? What does this mean? Midiktoni b'milse, zehu isa kol shenitma bo sofek cholo. What is he saying over here? Lehavle lemeime ala makirim Yisrael mamzerim shebeneim, v'makirim chalolim shebeneim. The Gemara should have said only these two things, and I know everything. Makirim Yisrael mamzerim shebeneim, therefore mamzer shosak is kosher. V'makirim chalolim shebeneim, therefore cholol shosak is posel. D'mino shamino. If it would only say this, I would know b'cholol tzovach the kosher. That means you're telling me why a mamzer shosak is kosher, why a cholol shosak is posel. Because mamkirim yisrael mamzerim, v'makirim yisrael chalol. Fine. Cholo tzovach, fashteitzach is kosher. I mean, if I can, you know, it wasn't shosak. Ki heichi deloy hutzach lashme einu kol shenitma bo sofik mamza. Why did he say kol shenitma bo sofik cholo? Eizeu ise kol shenitma bo sofik cholo. Now, So why doesn't he speak about Sofik Mamzer? So Sofik Cholo means Cholo Tzovach. And that's kosher. That is kosher. That's Nemenis. A Cholo Tzovach is kosher. So why does he have to say this? I can figure it out by myself. He says that a Mamzer Shosak is kosher. A Cholo Shosak is posel. So the rest I'll figure out by myself. Ki heich lutzach shmini kol shenitma bo sofik mamza. Ala vade yosa lemeidik de cholo tzovach davke kosher ha mamza tzovach posel. So that means there's a reisha and a seife. So let us just see the loshen of Rameya. Eizehu ise, that's nemon letayr mistome, kol shenitma bo sofik cholo. That means if it's a cholo tzovach, so then it's kosher. Makim Yisrael Mamzerim Shebineim Mamzer Shosak is posel. The kosher. Emekim Chalolim Shebeinayim, Cholo Shosak is Posel. Mamza Shosak is Kosher, Cholo Shosak is Posel. And then he says, Cholo Tzovach is Kosher. So why did he have to say this? So the only reason he said it was to be medayik that afke cholo tzovach is kosher, but mamzer tzovach is posel. So that is the makir that mamzer tzovach is posel. That means the whole reisha is miyuter. Ezehu isa that is toyer kosher nitpa ba sofik cholo. So sofik cholo is gematria cholo tzovach. So why do you have to say this? Say what? Why do you have to say this? So al kochoch, this is coming to tell us that davke cholo tzovach v'loi mamzo tzovach. That means if both tzovach are kosher, you don't need the reisha whatsoever. You can tell me mamzo shosak is kosher, cholo shosak is kosher, and the rest I'll figure out by myself. But tzovach, everything is kosher. Why do you have to tell me cholo tzovach is kosher? So tell me cholo tzovach v'loi mamzo tzovach. Mistaye de loy mafkinen lay mikol. Now, we heard over here that, our mamzer tzovach cholo shoysek posel. Vahai de ishtik. So now the Gemara says, according to Taisu, speaking about two different people, a mamzer tzovach is posel and cholo shoysek is posel. Now the Gemara is explaining why is a cholo shoysek posel? Why the ishtik? A ganze megillah. Sova mistaye dlemavki leimikol. He says it's I better keep quiet. They shouldn't be pasul me mikol. Ve'im toima. So Tosfos asks matzorich lahay taime. Why do you have to give a shtik teire mistaye to tell me why a cholo shosak is posel? Leime, it's poshet. Hode shosik, mishum da'oidi kamoidi. It's a poshet azach. No one, no. Ein makirim Yisrael chalolim shebenei. So memele, like, so mishleim amamza, you call him a mamza, so he'll look at you in your face, listen, you call me a mamza. If I would be a mamza, so everyone would know about him, makirim Yisrael, mamzerim shebenei. So why do you have to talk to you? It's dvorim betelim what you're saying. So memele, so mamza shosak is kosher. Cholo shosak, now, that ain't makirim Yisrael chalolim shebenei. So if he's called a cholo, he's saying something. He's mentioning something to think about. So why aren't you tzovach? You should say no. What are you relying on? Ein makirim Yisrael chalolim shebenei. So it's a raya from your shtike that you made it. Shtike kaido. That's poshut pshat. How did we learn till now? Let's say according to the Tanikame. The Tanikame says all the psulim that are shosak are posel. So how do we understand? We understood mamzer shosak is posel. He doesn't hold the shtik Torah makirim Yisrael. So if someone calls you a mamzer, speak up. And if you don't speak up, it's a raya, you made it. So memele, so Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, according to Rameya, by mamzer you don't have the raya. Makirim Yisrael mamzerim shebenei. Okay, so he doesn't have to speak up. The facts speak for themselves. Fine. Cholo shosak, why is he a cholo? Because he should have spoken up. And if he didn't speak up, shtike kaido. That's what the Gemara should have said. The Gemara said a whole megillah over here. Mistayela, you know why he kept quiet? Mistayelei de loy mafkina lei mikol. I'm a megillah though. We have to understand what this means. I'm afraid if I'll open up my mouth, they'll pass me if they make me a mamzer also. So I keep quiet. Anushtik teire. So Tosfos says, matzorich lai time, leima hodi shosik. Al cholo shosik is posel, taiduye kamoide. Na, avoharaye. The hamamzer shosak posel tanikam. Let's talk about the tanikam. A mamzer shosak is possible according to Tana Kama. So why is the Mamza Shosel possible? With Mestaya, Metos. There's no Mestaya over here. They're calling him a Mamza. And he's possible according to the Tana Kama. So why is he possible? Mishum Dishtike Kaido. It's because he called him a Mamza. And you have no proof you're not a Mamza, so you should have protested. You keep quiet, Dishtike Kaido. So why do you have to come on to a new Mestaya? So Taisus is bringing a raya from Mamza Shoisik of the Tanekame to Cholo Shoisik according to Rav Shimon ben Eloza. So Taisus says, how can I bring a raya? V'avol gav d'gabi Mamza Shoisik l'didei le'have shtiki kaido? Because he holds, there's no shtika kaido. Man, he doesn't hold the svara of shtika kaido. Everyone holds the svara of shtika kaido, but he holds the shtika of a mamza is not kaido because there would have been a kail. Yaidim yisro mamzeirim shebenei. So that is Taisvis kasha. So because of this kasha, Taisvis makes a mapecha. V'yeshloima dohochi perusha. A new pshat in Mestayim. Sovel mistaye de loy mafkinen lay mikal kohune. Perish afilu mikal kohune. Why is a cholol shosak posel? We'll see 1 minute. Taisus doesn't give a shtikal agdome. The whole lomdis of shtike kaido Taisus doesn't hold. Fine. There's no such thing as shtike kaido. No. Why is a cholol shosak posel? So he says, when someone calls him a cholol, he says, "Mistaye deloy mafkin deloy mikalkune." They won't believe him. So memele perish avulam mikalkune. Afal pishesem mecharve vekereya cholol. Sovo the ain mitzian oisay mikalkune. He holds from a tzviche, nothing is going to happen. Visovo im yitz yitzavach, but if he makes an eisig out of it. Yachzeru levarer hadovo v'yifsalu. But if he starts talking about it, so does Teignish. Then he can get into hot water. So Taisvis is saying, in other words, not that there's a lomdus of shtike kohidor. There's a new lomdus over here. By keeping quiet, not that it's amoida to you. By keeping quiet, you're telling us something. You're telling us, why are you quiet? Why we became all of a sudden from the Nalovim? Because you think that he can't do anything to you. And if you open up your mouth, we might undeck a can of worms. So memele, I better keep quiet. So Shosak is giving us a message, mistayed, I better keep quiet. That means by him talking, nothing's going to happen. If you open up my mouth, things will get much worse. So that's why we say acholo shosak is possible. V'tamze shayich gam b'mamzer shosik. And that's the time by mamzer shosik also. Not shtike kaido. There's no such lomdus of shtike kaido. But the same thing. A mamzer shosik thinks, if he calls me a mamzer, he won't be able to do anything. If I open up my mouth, I'll find out I'm taka mamzer. So memele, so the same mistaya that Rav Shimon ben Eloza has by cholo shoisik, the Tanakam has by mamzer shoisik. Bekitzel, Taisvis is saying there's no such lomdus of shtike kaido. V'loy noimar de shtike kaido. We won't say shtike kaido. So Tais is saying, this mistaye is the lomdus why shaysik is possible. A shaysik is possible because we say, you're under the impression his words are not detrimental. Now if you open up my mouth, I'll put my foot in my mouth, so I better keep quiet. That's a tight shtike kaido. Pshat is that, from your caution, we see you have what to be afraid of. Now, because Rashi says, "Kesei d'shtike kaido." So in Taisus Rashi it says, "V'chof pei hei." So he says Bechem Perish Akuntaris, but I think it means, that's what he says on the bottom. I think it means Uche Perish Akuntaris. Taisis is Chaylik on Rashi. V'loi Noima Adishtika Keido Uche Perish Akuntaris. That's what, because Rashi says Kesei Adishtika Keido. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. And Rashi Mistaya has a whole Megillah over here that we're speaking about. They called them a Mamza, and they called them a Cholol, and there was a Mamza Tzovach, and a Cholol Shoisik. We said a whole Megillah yesterday. Rashi's all different from the Gemara. But Rashi learns that the Lomdis of Shtike is normally Al Shtike Kaido. So Taisa says, no, there's no Lomdis of Shtike Kaido. Let us learn the next Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Maise betinoikes sheyolda lemalis mayim min ha'ayim. There was a maise with a tinoikes that went to be mamale mayim from a mayim. Vinenso, and someone was ma'aneso. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, im roiv anshei ha'ir mesiyin lekune. If roiv of the anshei ha'ir are masiyin lekune, that means their wives are kosher lekune. That means they're not mamzerim, they're not nesinim. Harezu tinosi lekune. So the pashat ha'ivron, the Mishnah is that that's all seen from the Mishnah that someone was ma'anis a tinoikis, and we don't know who the ma'anis was. So, but the ma'anis mustama came from the city. So we see if roiv of the people in the city are Mesiyim Nishayseyim Likuhune, so Reiv are not Mamzerim, are not Nesinim, so Memele, so this Tinaikis is kosher. That's the Poshita Ivra in the Mishnah. Zogt Rashi, min ha'ayin, min ha'mayin, im Reiv ha'ir, ksheirim, lohosi b'noiseyim, v'al m'noiseyim Likuhune. B'naiseyim could mean they're not halolim. Either, maybe also means they're not nesinim also than the apostle Lekol. I don't know. Is imroi b'yaksherim lohosi b'naiseyim v'al m'naiseyim l'kuhune. She'ein roi b'nei ha'ir min ha'poislim isha l'kuhune b'biyoso. Avzu tinosei l'kuhune. Now, the Chassam Sofer says the Loshon of Rashi is very unclear. He says he doesn't understand Rashi. Why doesn't he understand Rashi? He says he has a terrible problem in Rashi. If when we learn the Mishnah says, Im Roiv Ansheir Masin Lekune, means if Roiv of the people in the ear Aksheirim, so then she's kosher. Now, if we'll be Erlich, we'll learn, I'll ask you a shayla. What'll be if it's machtz al machtz? So I'll tell you, well, the Mishnah says she's only kosher if roiv are a masin lekunet. That's how we would say pshat. He says, the loshen of Rashi is shreklach. He says, the loshen of Rashi fears ois, she'ein roiv b'nei ha'ir min ha'pois l'misha lekunet. Rashi made epis, Rashi flipped over that it says in the Mishnah. Rashi says, the Mishnah means, you don't have roiv poislim. Then it's kosher. So for Rashi would see, machtza is kosher. He says, he does not, why did Rashi have to say it? And he doesn't understand Rashi. This is another problem here. Rashi starts off, k'sher alosi b'nei seyim v'al m'nei seyim. And then Rashi feels always, she'en roiv b'nei ir min ha'poislim isha l'kun. Rashi goes with nishu seyim. Okay. Al Kaponim, but not going into the Yukim of the Chassam Sofer, the Pashtus Loshon, the Mishnah is saying that we don't know who was Ma'anis this Tinoikis, so it will be Seimach and Roiv. Omar Leirove L'Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri de Omar Kema. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you rely on Roiv here. Ike Rabban Gamliel, if he holds like Rabban Gamliel, afilo b'roi psulim nami marsha. You don't need roi p'sherim. Rabban Gamliel was marsha b'roi psulim. Ike Rabbi Yeshua, if he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, afilo b'roi p'sherim nami posel. He passed afilo b'roi p'sherim also. Not only by roi psulim, he passed by roi p'sherim. Omalei, Hochi Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Bekreinesh shel tzipori hoya maise. The maise was by the wagons of tzipori. Yesi wasn't tzipori. Uch the rab ami. The omar rab ami, vohu shahoiso siyo shel bnei odom ksheirim ivris lashon. Rab ami said that there was a caravan of Bnei Odom, that means besides the city of Tzipori, which had Reuk Shalem, there was also a caravan of Seichem Achbeis that came to Tzipori, and in this caravan there also were Reuk Shalem. So, we'll see soon, so that means we have two Reuvs over here. We'll see as the Gemara progresses. We have here two Reuvs. That means if the boil came from the city, we have, so there's Reuv Ksherim in the city. And if the boil came from the caravan, why we need two Reuvs is not a parsha, but I'll kaponim. That is the teretz. Hochi omar Rav Yudah Marav, bekreine shol sipoi reyoye mais, uch da rabami. The Omar Rabami Vusha Hoiso Sio Shabni Odom Ksherim Oiveres Lushom. Uch de Rabianai, the Omar Rabianai, Niv Eles Bikroino Kshera Likohune. Bikroino is Kshera Likohune. So it would seem that she was nivel in the Korin. So the Moses is Bikroino Salke Daitoch. What does that mean? Niv Eles Bikroino is Elo Niv Eles Bishas Kroino is. If she was nivel, b'shas, there were kroines, b'shas, there was another roiv in the city. Sheirelekum. Avol, pirish, echod, mitzipoiri, uboal. But if there wasn't a shas kroines, there was only one roiv, the roiv of tzipoiri, havlad shtuki. Then the vlad is shtuki. Then the blood is ashtuk. Now let us see the Baal Rashi in the first place to understand a little what our Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, the Omar Kiman, the boy Reuv Ksherim. Who, Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri says you need Reuv Ksherim, who does he hold like? If he holds like Am Gamliel, Afilu Boroi Psulim Nami Marsha, the Islay Hamidi Shal Cheskosa. It's going according Loilam Kerabi Yeshua. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. You ask the Kasher, Rabbi Yeshua is not Machshir Bereiv Ksheirim. Vachemishum Dike Treiru Bele Kasheris. It is two Reivs. Achshira Uch Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Bekroine Shal Tzipoi Reo Yemais. Why is two roivs better than one roiv? Bikroinai shel tzipoiri, b'yoim hashuk, shesiyois v'shayoreis mimokim acher boishom. There were caravans from other mekoyos. Uch darabami, b'hashtika roiv siyem, Uch de Ravami, da hashte ike roiv siye ve roiv ha'ir. How we have a roiv siye ve roiv ha'ir. Niv elas bekroines mashma ala korin. So, what's the meaning of that? No, bishas kroines shashayoreis bois le'ir. Ksheir lekune, kedekoma, bohu shahoiso siye shobnei odom ksheirim oiveresham. But if there was not a seer there, and we know klo that the boil was from Tzipori, afir alpi she Tzipori ir sherubo masin lekune, so it's Avlad Shtuki, the Bechad Rube, Loi Marsha. So it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. In Poshet, Apsai Sonsuk is David, the Poshet Pshat is, we're talking, Avlat Shtuki means it's a little apostle of Kol. The Gemara jumped to the Vlad for some reason, about the Gemara saying that, Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kibeger says, Rabbi Yeshua, that says, Lei mi piya onu chayim vereze becheske shenivlo le nosin o mamzer. So they say, why did he hop on nosin o mamzer to tell us that Afilu, the Vlad is possible a Kol? That means that the Lei mi piya onu chayim. So Afilu reiv ksheirim, the Vlad is possible a Kol. So memele, so that's shad Avlad Shtuki de bachad rube loy machsh. So Shitas Rashi, the Balamoyer says that this is Pshat and Rashi. The Balamoyer says that this is, you need two roives. Yeah. Rav Shloime Kosav, the Perish, the Rav Yoisi, Rav Yeshua Svirale. Rav Yoisi holds like Rav Yeshua. The Shemina Minei, the Rabban Gamliel, Bechode Machshel. So this is the Loshon of Balamoya. According to Rashi, we see Rav Gamliel was Machshel Bechode. Oy bedetoa no ihi afilu beroy psulim. Yeah, and Rabbi Yossi holds you need two ribs. So this is Rabbi Yeshua. So the Balabai says according to Rashi and according to Ram Gamliel could be if it's Toano, you don't need any ribs. If it's Leitono, one roiv is enough. And it seems the Gemara did not want to that time that the Mishnah is speaking about Leitono, so that's what the Gemara says is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua is Marsher with two roivs. This is Shitas Rashi. Now let's just see Toises. Keman, Ikeram Gamliu, Afilu Baroi Psulem Nami Marsher. Ve'im Taima, so Toises asks Amir de Kekash. Boholei Marsher Baroi Psulem, Am Gamliel was only Marsha Baroi Psulim, Elok Shatei Enes Bori, the Isla Migu, the Boy Omro Loini Valti. That means, Am Gamliel, by Medaberes, Am Gamliel was Mater, with a Migu. Rabbi Yeshua said she doesn't have a Migu because, Ena Petropis La Royes, that was Rabbi Yeshua's for it. And Ram Gamliel holds that she does have amigo. That's why so medaberes is a machlokes Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua by medaberes. Does she have amigo? Yes or no? Ram Gamliel holds she does have amigo. You don't say ain't apotropos larai. So she could have said loy nevalti. And Rabbi Yeshua says she does not have amigo. Fine. Oy beloy migu or Ram Gamliel was mato without amigo. Oy beloy migu, heicha dikal meima boidekis a mezane. Taisus said before, he shaftonu almo beres. So Taisus said, Rabbi Yeshua, you hold isha mezane ain boidekis a mezane. We hold isha mezane boidekis a mezane. So memele, so there are two oifanim how you could be mater. You could be mater als boidekis a mezane. With a cheskes kashris, a tainis bori, or with amigo of loy nevalti. Avol hoche, but over here, afilu teenis bori, afilu shi tainis abori, holes lo amigo, because it seems Maise Betinoikis, she yoda lamalas maiminaim vinenso. It seems we know that she was nenso. So amigu pastach nishdo of loyni valti, because nenso, she does have amigu of loyni valti. Veleka lameima boidekis umizane, boidekis also doesn't apply. The nenso, nenso pasnish boidekis. It wasn't up to her. So Memele, so Tosis is asking Amir de Kekashe, so why can't our Mishnah go according to Ram Gamliel? Ram Gamliel needs two factors to be mate. Either Amigu, of Loini Valti by Medaberes, or Bidekis Mizana by Muberes. Bidekis Mizana by Muberes. Rabbi Shua doesn't hold a Bidekis Mizana. Fine. Okay, but Ram Gamliel does hold. Yeah. Yeah, but here she doesn't have amigu because it's nenso, and she doesn't bedekes pasaychta because it's nenso. The lack of lemeima bedekes a mizane the nenso. Yeah, b'afilu im noima the hochalei reuah she nenso. We'll say pshat differently. It's speaking about that no one saw her. Elohi omro came. She came and said it was nenso, but she said lakosha nivalti. Now she is amigo, islamigo. Fine, okay. So now we'll appreciate the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Who is the Mishnah going like? It can't be going according to Ram Gamliel, because she don't need Rav Ksheirim. She afilo Rav Psulim is also nemon. She has amigo. And amigo is naman, I feel like I get right soon. Fine. Now we understand the Gemara. Now I have a big problem though. So, in Psak, I have a problem. The lekamon posik rab, alochik rab yoisi. Later, in Soif Taftesvov, Rav paskins like rab yoisi, that you need two rights. Fine. La'el posik Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Gamliel. We pass not Rav Gamliel. Because then we pass Rav Gamliel for the Borei Psulim. Borin Amigo helps. Ve'ein nira loyme de pligi. So Taisu says, so it's not Mistava that they're chaylik, that Shmuel paskin let Rav Gamliel and Rav paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. The imkain. My maisi ya'uvde da'oris v'rasosim Rav Yehuda mashmu. The Gemara says, hode de kamoide, and it's also, my mail is moide, afilu you don't have his aido, but the Shmuel said alochik Rav Gamliel, but no, Rav said alochik Rav Yeshua, the zweister chois, if you said Shmuel said alochik Rav Gamliel, that's it, we passed on Rav Gamliel. Before the Gemara asked Akasha, Hilchese, Hilchese. What? That we paskin Bori B'Shemo, Lav Bori Yodev. And we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. Kaimel Kam Nachman Bedini. And we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. That Bori B'Shemo, Bori Yodev. Someone says, Zaraya, here's a boy with amigo, boy with a chazoke. Fine. Ba'adah Rabbe, Rav posik Rav Yeshua, Rav paskins like Rav Yeshua, v'kaim lon k'rav b'yisura. So what's the kasha hilchus al hilchus? V'yesh loyma v'hochi perushay, keman ikiram gamliel u'betenes bori u'beloy ro'ua shenenso. How's it going? If it speak, it's going according to Ram Gamliel, but then it's Bori, Ubaloi Ru'uwa Shenen Sadika Migu. Afilu Bori Psulim Nami Marsha. Ba'ire Nami Ksheru Medaberes. That means we saw Medaberes. We did not see the Bile, and she has a Migu, so why need Rav Kshere? Diloi Ru'u Medaberes, my Pochik Rabbi Shofo Bori Ksherem Nami Posel, who says that Rabbi Yeshua was only
She only puzzled by who medaberes and apotropos larayis. But if it's not medaberes, so where do you see Rabbi Yeshua puzzled by Rav Kshay? So the Gemara is asking, how is it going? Is it going that it's rumedaberes and she has amigo? So according to Gamliel, so Rav Psulim is kosher. According to Rabbi Yeshua, and apotropos larayis, she doesn't have amigo, so she's not neman. So Rav also should know. Umeshani omarav bekroini shel tzipori oyomais perish lo oylam de loy toano bori. It's speaking about that there was no tainus bori. So forget about it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri betarvayu eiched de loy toano bori lekulal mabinen treirubi. So that's how the Gemara starts. Not the way Rashi Sepshat, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah is telling us that if there's no Bori, so then you need Roiv Ksheirim, a double Roiv, and a double Roiv Trei Rubi is good according to everyone. V'hod Eloi Koma B'shinuyo L'Oilom D'Eloi Toana Boi. So L'Cherd is missing something. The Gemara's, the whole Gemara's Kasha was based because the Gemara understood she's Toyin Bori. And the Gemara's Teretz is she's not Toyin Bori. So there's a lot missing in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara should have answered L'Oilom D'Eloi Toana Boi. You need Trei Rubi. That means if the Gemara would have spoken it out in the Kasha, that speaks, if it's being about Toyim Bori, so the Gemara says, loyal, it's being about Toyim Bori, no Bori. But the Gemara never spoke out in the Kasha, it's Toyim Bori, so the Gemara and the Teretz did not bother to speak out that it's speaking about Toyim Bori, no Bori. Al Koponim, according to the first Teretz of Toysvis, The Mishnah is going alibe de kula alme, without a tainus bori, trei rubi helps, according to everyone. Inami inu chalaforish, the bishinu inami airi be bori, udei kemigo, and the vakert is a bori and a migo. And it's going according to Rabban Gamliel. We pass not Rabban Gamliel. Bloi tikshe hilchese ahilchese. So then that's a shrek. So, the davke b'dievet posik Shmuel keram Gamliel. Shmuel said only b'dievet we paskan like keram Gamliel. Kedom alel, v'at lo yisavet uvde adi ike reiv ksheirem. Aval, yeah. Period. So memele, so here we're speaking about lechatchel. Aval gav. The la'el mashme de b'roiv echod, the la'el mashme de b'roiv echod, shori lechatchile. Ravchiye bar Ashi, that's Ravchiye bar Ashi, later he says like Rav, that aloche like Rav Yoyis, he need two roivs. Sovad lechatchile bo'inon trei rubi. Umas nisim ktoni areizu tinosei de mashme lechatchile. So the second Lashon of Tosfos says that the Mishnah is only going according to Rabban Gamliel, and is speaking about there is a Tainus Bori, but the Mishnah is telling us, Arezu Tinosei Lechatchile, and Tinosei Lechatchile is only Mutter according to Rav B'Trei Rubi. Not like the Gemara before that held that a fellow one Roiv is sufficient.